mean American Ninja Warrior just kind of happened, because that shit doesn't just happen.
That does not just happen.
I mean, no one has knocked on my door yet. I'm waiting.
Just wait.
Well,
everybody, and welcome back to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I am your host, Stacy.
And I'm your co-host, Angie.
Who is digging in her pocket. She was so ready.
I am super prepared. But there's a reason I'm digging in my pocket. You'll find out later.
Oh, okay. I like it. A little cliffhanger. So it is a Thursday night. We are in the studio. It was super snowy today. Angie managed to make it here. The drive was a little bit treacherous this morning, but not necessarily this evening, so we are happy about that.
Yes.
And if you are one of our listeners in Michigan, we're actually recording this on Thursday, November 15th, which is essentially a holiday in the state of Michigan. It's opening day of deer season. I would be a little bit happier if my 8 hours I spent in a tree stand today were fruitful, but they weren't. I saw a couple doe, so instead, I'm just going to drink my sorrows away tonight.
Your sorrows, and you're going to warm yourself back up.
I am going to warm
myself
back up.
You're still an icicle.
I was an icicle this morning. I like a true girl, my mom texted my dad and my brother and I this morning, and she was like, how's it going? Is anybody seeing anything? And I was like, oh, mom's asking about me. So I took a selfie of myself covered in snow and ice, and I was like, a little chilly, mom. And so she was like, go in by the fire, honey. Yeah.
Always need your mom. I will admit that regardless of the weather and the sleet and the freezing rain, I was in open-toed shoes today as I walked into work.
You in those open-toed shoes, girl.
They're very restricting. However, you did notice that when I walked through the door today to you,
yeah,
my boots are on.
Yeah. Those boots are really nice.
Uh-huh. They're warm.
I like them. They are warm.
But yeah. I prefer open-toed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is.
Yeah. I decided to not go with the heels today because it's opening day, and instead I'm wearing my fancy camel Crocs. Not to be confused with my just around the house camel Crocs. These are my nice ones. I got these from Bass Pro.
Oh.
Yeah. I wore them just for you.
I love them. I might borrow them. You might leave barefoot because I've stolen them.
I have enough socks on. So, anyways, it's been a fun week. It's been a good week. It's been a busy week. Every week's a busy week, right, Hustlers? But I wanted to, before we jump right in here, I wanted to talk about what we're drinking tonight. Usually we drink wine. Tonight we're mixing it up a little bit. I stopped by my good buddy Steve Lecklider's place in my beloved hometown of Buchanan, Michigan. And he has a place down there called Layman's Farmhouse, and it's the first tap house in Buchanan, and they have wine and beer and spirits and amazing food, fantastic salads, amazing pizzas. It's just a cool vibe place. And I stopped by there today because Steve left some of his good stuff out for us to drink tonight. So they have a brand new coffee stout on tap, and he bottled that up for us. And then they also have this delicious raspberry mead on tap. So what do you girls think?
I mean, I have to appreciate that he gave you both. I'm not a coffee drinker. I love my hot chocolate, though. And as previous listeners know, I prefer sweet over not. So the raspberry mead was right up my alley.
Like that raspberry mead.
Mm-hmm.
I preferred the coffee stout. I like the raspberry mead, but again, in true co-host fashion, I prefer the opposite. So it was just a little bit too sweet for me because I just don't drink sweet things. But it was delicious. But I prefer the coffee stout, and it smells so good too. So
you're missing out. I'm going to bring you to the sweet side. It's going to happen.
I don't think so.
Can you just wait?
Okay. Okay. While I wait, can I drink coffee stout?
I mean, I'm not going to deny
okay.
you.
Okay, fine. All right. So we do have a guest tonight in the studio, and I'm pretty excited to talk with this guest. She is a good friend of mine. We met quite a few years back. And then since then, she has reached National fame.
We have a real live ninja.
We have a real live ninja.
I wouldn't call it fame.
I mean, I would.
Me too. So
I guess I am considered a ninja, though.
That you are kind of considered a ninja. So welcome tonight to the studio, Abby Paul.
Thanks. Yes. Hi, it's fun to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you joined us. We're pretty excited to sit down here with you tonight and talk about your background, and then we'll see where the conversation goes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had headphones and talked into a microphone before either. So this is cool.
Well, it is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in the little town of Cassopolis, Michigan, not too far away from Buchanan, which is where I live now. And where I met you. Mm-hmm. So grew up kind of a sporty kid and was driven by my older brother, Eric. Went to college at IU and did pole vaulting there, which I don't know if any of you guys watched Ninja Warrior, but a bunch of those gals are pole vaulters. So
I did not realize this about you.
I had a one up in the ninja world.
That's amazing.
You were a pole vaulter.
Yeah, so I did pole
vaulting.
How does
one get into that?
I think it's because my older brother did it. And so I kind of was like that kid that, you know, I can do that too.
How did he get into it? Just randomly?
Yeah, random. Edwardsburg High School. So they were looking for some gals that thought they could do it. And I said, I think I can do that. My brother did it. So
good for you.
That's awesome.
And it was really fun. So they let me walk onto the IU track team. And I did that there. Had a fun time in college doing sports. And then decided that for whatever reason, I wanted to be a dentist after that. And no, dentistry runs in my family. So it kind of seemed like, cool, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And let's just go to school more and become a dentist. So
yes.
Tried to get into dental school and it happened. After that, I've been competitive kind of my whole life just with sports. And I love to exercise, kind of a stress reliever, and just feels good. Mm-hmm. So, and new challenges. So I've tried a lot of different things. I've done CrossFit and done some Spartan races and the Tough Mudders. But Ninja Warrior kind of snuck up on me and I just decided, why not?
Yeah. All right. So I want to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's get there first.
Right.
So talk about that whole idea of exercise as a stress relief, because we've kind of talked a little bit about this, you know, throughout the episodes about the importance of finding some type of relief from the stresses of the day. Mm-hmm. And some people choose exercise. So why is that something that is important to you?
Oh, gosh. Well, so I've always loved being outside, even in the awfulness of today.
Yeah.
But that was one thing. I just, anything outside, and that, you know, from growing up entailed bike riding, exercising, I don't know, being outside, running. And then I liked it. So a lot of people don't like running.
Yeah.
Like, or jogging.
Yeah.
But I really like it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go for that jog. And then maybe I'll see a fox or I don't know. In Buchanan, of course.
Right.
So it's just been, it's been a mental break. And then I always feel like after I'm done with any kind of exercise, I never say, oh, I wish I didn't do that.
Right.
Wish I wouldn't have worked out.
Right.
Wish I wouldn't have gone on that run. It was everything is like, oh, so glad I did that.
Does it make the rest of your day feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And clears your head a little bit.
Yeah. And I do think, I mean, it's got the, you know, creates that whatever endorphins and lower cortisol levels or whatever kind of scientific stuff that goes on.
Makes you feel a little accomplished too, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Feel like you want to do it and you get it done and you're like, yeah. I did this.
Yeah.
Even if I don't do anything else today, like, I know I got
it.
When
you do a load of laundry and you're like, I did something today.
Yeah.
I did that load of laundry.
Oh, y'all do laundry? Laundry's fun, isn't it?
No,
it's the worst.
I don't
think I've caught up on my laundry since 2008. Seriously.
That's why you've got kiddos, right?
Oh, they can't. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah. They help me fold. Here's a problem. They don't fold it right.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Right now?
You have to fold it.
Yes, the towels. Now, I do let my little one, I let her help me fold the towels, then I refold them and put them back in the closet. I know, it's
so
awful.
They fit.
So they look right.
That's perfectionism.
I know. I just want them to look right. I let her help me.
Who are you?
To me.
To me.
To me. Like,
want
you're
them
telling
to look
me
right
you don't,
before,
okay, wait a minute.
Before you pull a cupboard, like,
you're telling me you don't fold towels the same way every time?
I'm telling you, I don't care if they look
you
right.
You don't?
No. Not it.
Do you, Abby?
I do. Oh. Let me do that. And then,
see, everybody has a proper way of folding towels. There's a right way and a wrong way, okay?
Listeners, for those of you who don't care what your towels look like, I am your girl. I am there with you. I fold them. I mean, with resistance, but I do.
Yes.
I don't care what they look like.
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter, because you're just pulling them out to, guess what? Use them.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's just like...
We just went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we did. Okay,
let's
so...
Let's pull it back.
Let's pull it back a little bit. All right, I like the whole idea of utilizing exercise, obviously, as a stress relief. And but I want to talk, too, about the whole idea of going into dental school, right? Because you're not the typical dentist-looking
right?
kind of person.
I know.
I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype at all. I'm just saying, like...
on my head. No, I'm
well, your dad's a dentist. You can say that.
Dad's a dentist. Uncle's a dentist. Yeah.
No. So, I mean... What was going to dental school like for you, or what was entering that world like for you? Because you're an extrovert, right? And you
right.
also like to be outside a lot
right.
and you're active.
Yeah.
And again, like,
so yeah,
did you fit in?
Yes.
Yeah.
There were, you know, I was not the best student in dental school though. Cause
yeah.
I definitely put, exercise as a priority sometimes over studying, which
uh-huh.
wasn't good, but I thought, hey, I gotta have my mental health. So
that's right.
I'm gonna go on that jog, even though I should be studying
yeah.
or, which I felt like I had a decent balance. And
mm-hmm.
they say, you know, dentists that graduate with C's are still dentists. So
hey, they folks, if you're looking for a dentist in the area,
yeah.
hey,
don't
I got all A's in my lab skills. It was that darn biochem.
C's get degrees, baby.
yeah. I was a biology major.
Oh.
I kind of, by ruling out of other, you know, I don't want to teach. I don't want to do this. So reach for that stout. and yeah, and so, and then I got a little persuaded by family towards the end of college, like, hey, have you thought about dentistry? I thought about healthcare. I wanted to, you know, mm-hmm. help people, try to utilize whatever skills I could. I had decent grades. So I was thinking medical something, but wasn't real passionate. And then, you know, my dad and my uncle kind of said, you know, like if you're when you're a dentist, you get to work with your hands. I liked art. Like
mm-hmm.
I love, you know, any kind of art
sure.
stuff I was all about. So you get to work with your hands. You get to help people. You could potentially, you know, own your own business, make your own hours. It's
mm-hmm.
like, wow, that
yes.
sounds amazing.
Right?
Okay. Like, why not? And then I had some friends in school and actually a couple of girls that were on the track team that were applying to dental school as well. So we kind of talked about it and then it was nice just having a little group and kind of figuring out what the heck do I need to do to get into dental school
mm-hmm.
and then going through those steps and applying and all right, it's happening. So
yeah. And now you've been a dentist for how many years now?
Oof, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, graduated in 08.
You're like a real dentist.
I'm a real dentist. You know, people ask me that.
Yeah.
So you're the hygienist? No, I'm the dentist. I'm the dentist. So you're like the one that, yep, I'm.
Yep. Well, it's going to be
yeah.
drilling those teeth here in about 2 minutes. So
yeah.
open up.
I get mm-hmm. the, aren't you too young to be a dentist? It's like, no, I look young, but.
Uh-huh. It's all that exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm. You are young. You're still,
you
young.
Still young.
Still young. Yeah.
You're in my 30s.
Absolutely.
Upper 30s.
It's fine. We're the same.
Okay.
We're the same. So, all right. So you go to dental school. You're a dentist. Great. You come
right.
to the Buchanan area. You decide to settle down here.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our mutual friend brought me kind of back to Buchanan area.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Buchanan, honestly? But you're here. You're in the greatest small town in America. It'll happen. You're doing your thing.
Right.
You're working out. So what do you mean American Ninja Warrior just kind of happened? Because that shit doesn't just happen.
That does
Sorry.
Not just happen. I'm
I mean,
Stacey
no one
here.
Is no one has knocked on my door yet. I'm waiting.
Just wait.
Well,
waiting.
So, I've done CrossFit
mm-hmm.
a little bit, which I think is really fun. Obviously, if you get a good coach and you
yeah.
you know have a little bit of training, whatever, you're not hurting yourself.
I'm going to stop right there.
Stop right there.
CrossFit. Can we go down just a little rabbit hole? I've tried CrossFit twice.
And?
Don't love it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I should love it.
Try and a different gym.
I know. I've tried gyms. I don't love it. I feel like I should love it. I feel like it would be the thing that I would love. Yeah. And every time I'm like,
I don't really love it. Yeah. Well, that's not for you.
CrossFit intimidates me. It does.
I think it intimidated me when I started. I feel like it intimidates everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Well, there's so many different moves, right? You have to try to learn.
Right. And so I had some of that background in college, though, which was nice because we had strength and conditioning. Sure. And they taught us the cleans and the Olympic lifts.
Yeah.
So I had that going in, but I was still very nervous.
Yeah.
But a friend kind of got me into
it. Do you find that the one thing I do like about CrossFit, though, is the times that I've been there, there are all kinds of different people there.
Exactly. I mean,
I love that.
I've worked out with like 65-year-olds and 70-year-olds.
Absolutely.
And we're all doing the same workout.
It's not what you think. So if you go to
different modifications of the same workout.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's different than what I thought originally. I thought I was going to like go in there and there were going to be like 12 Abby Pauls, but there weren't.
Right.
There was like two Abby Pauls and then like a bunch of different other kind of people like me. And not like me. So that part was cool.
So what you're telling me are my preconceived notions are what's getting in my way.
Yes.
Of CrossFit.
There's like, I worked out with high schooler the other day.
Yeah.
Two of them. Two high schoolers.
So. Yeah. I feel like working out next to a high schooler would not make me go back.
I was stronger
right
than the male high schooler. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you're also a ninja.
Right. All right. So sorry for the rabbit hole. I want to be a CrossFitter. And if you're a listener and you have like more tips and you want to reach out and encourage me to do CrossFit, I might need your encouragement because I want to try it again because CrossFit is fantastic training for Spartans.
To add to the rabbit hole just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. CrossFit for me was more about the community.
Yeah.
Like you can get a good workout doing a ton of stuff, doing whatever you want.
Yes.
You built your tribe.
OTF, whatever. Yeah, you build your tribe, you meet these people, you become kind of family. It's like a little church.
See, I've heard that, and I didn't, maybe that's the problem. Yeah, I didn't love it.
And you didn't find, it was the people maybe that made that up.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or you didn't get in there. I don't know. Most gyms that I've been to around the country even, and even out of the country, most CrossFit gyms, I would say, are very welcoming and like it's encouraging. And anybody at any skill level, it's just like, get it.
Yeah.
Go.
So you found your community in CrossFit. All right, continue.
Right. So, yes, CrossFit, though, a lot of upper body strength. And you can, you know, it's just developing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That maybe you would need for American Ninja Warrior. So a lot of people started telling me over the last year or 2 years, honestly, like random people, have you ever done American Ninja Warrior? You should do American Ninja Warrior. And I just thought, no, I haven't. Like, no, I'm kind of not interested in that. I don't really, not really me. I'm not a big, I don't want to be on TV and whatever. So many people kept saying it. And then my family, my awesome cousins down in Indianapolis were kind of like, you should do American Ninja Warrior. You'd be awesome. We watch the show all the time. And I actually didn't watch it that much. I knew what it was. But I thought, like, you know what? Like, all right, why not? Like, let's see. Like, what does it take to be a ninja? And then I actually met a girl that had done it a few years back. And she just kind of said, you just submit your application and, do a video. And they call you or they don't. And I was like, all right. So I checked it out. Had a friend that did some videography stuff. And she helped put together a pretty sweet little 2-minute video. And, knew, like, they want to see your personality. They want to see, what your passions are, how you help. And so we made this pretty corny video that I was a little uncomfortable with, but got me the call back.
Nice.
So yeah, they called me back, said, hey, you can come to Kansas City, and be on season 9. And I said, how about, could I go to Ohio? And they're like, nope, you can come to Kansas City. And I was like, Ohio's closer. So I got to go to Kansas City, and that was pretty neat. It was cool. And I didn't know what I was in for. You don't know what obstacles you're doing until the day of. So you get there, you check in. They film at nighttime from sundown to sunup. So you start at 9 p.m. and you go till 5 a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
So I
went. Were you surprised by that?
3 a.m. Yeah, I kind of was. But then you think about it when you watch the show, it's dark outside and the lights are on. Yeah. So it's about television and it's a lot about television.
Yeah, sure.
But. Yeah, it was a really cool experience. A lot of neat people that do it and continue to and kind of follow all the different cities, which I didn't realize how big of a
thing
you know that what was. I love is that so full disclosure, my husband loves Ninja Warrior, and we watch it
That's awesome.
Often. But my niece, who is, forgive me, I think she's eight. Anyways, she wants to be an American Ninja Warrior. Like, she absolutely loves it, which means that I'm going to have to, like, get a picture with you and, like, I don't know, something to let her know.
That's awesome.
But these shows are inspiring kids.
Right.
Which is amazing. I mean, they're watching these things, and especially nowadays when, you know, video games are so prevalent and, you know, being inside the activities – internet and all of those, your phone, and you become inactive because it's entertainment. And so having those shows on TV and inspiring the active lifestyles is amazing.
The coolest thing that happened after American Ninja Warrior is that the kids, oh my gosh, I was like, I didn't realize how many kids love this show. Mm. And just to be able to be like a little inspiration for a kid, oh, like melts my heart.
That's
so
the coolest.
Yeah. It was the coolest.
So what happens when you first land and you get there? So walk us through the process. What was
so
that like?
So they kind of send you like the info, you know, you need to be here at this time and blah, 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 blah. So it's show up on the Friday night at 6 p.m., you know, hours before they're going to start filming. And you get a number, you wait in line, then you fill out your waivers or whatever else you have to fill out. And
you might die. Sign here.
Don't sue us.
Right.
You may die. We're not going to give you money.
Sorry. Yep. You'll be on TV. That's good enough.
We're going to use your pictures, and you have to sign here if you want to say okay. And okay. You know, like, you're not going to get any money. So, okay. So, yeah. So then you find out what number, what, you know, I'm number 50. Okay, so that basically means I'm going to go at midnight, not, you know, 1 a.m., not 5 a.m. So if they have rain delays, they stop. So what happened with me was, you know, so I'm a dentist. I blocked my schedule. So I, you know, sorry, I can't see patients. I'm going to go do American Ninja Warrior.
Right.
So I took, whatever, 3 days off and flew down there, went, checked in. So I did well the first night. They take the top five women to the finals.
You're not going to talk about the finals yet, right? I want to talk about you. What does that mean? You did well.
Okay, so.
So what's that like?
Okay, so.
I want to know the whole process.
Okay, so anyway. So you're in line. You get to watch. So they walk you through. They walk everyone through the obstacles. But that's the first time you've ever seen them is that day.
Okay.
So nobody knows any time before. You can have an idea of what you can train for. You know what I mean? But.
Because they do kind of similar style.
Yeah, there's gyms and there's ninja gyms, which I didn't realize. There's ninja gyms all over the place, which I don't even know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think the closest one that I started going to from Buchanan was this Classic City Center in Waterloo, Indiana, which is awesome. Oh. And neat. It's like an hour and 20 minutes away. Awesome for kids. Like, you know, $10 to get in the door and do like Ninja Warrior stuff. And they've got a gymnastic studio. And you it's like open gym and rock climbing stuff. Super fun.
Road trip.
Yeah. So I started going there a couple times before. Thought I should probably train.
Yeah,
for this
a little bit.
You know, like, instead of just doing pull-ups. So get to American Ninja Warrior, number 50. You know, you get called on deck. You walk up there. They're like, they ask me, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do on camera? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, when we announce your name, like, what are you going to do? I was like, they're like, you're a dentist, right? Like, because people do backflips or people do stuff or people have a little move. Sure. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, should I point to my teeth? Like, I don't know.
I'm going to smile.
So I did. I smiled.
Yeah.
I pointed to my teeth. They didn't put that on camera, though. They did not put that. That did not make television. Uh-huh. So the first night, you know, you go through these. You're there. Camera's on you. You're do the little floating steps. My second obstacle was the hang glider or something. You had to hang on this thing and like slide down it and grab onto this, like, you know, floating pendulum deal and then make it. And then you had to, this was the awful thing, was the broken pipes. You had to run along these logs that when you started to run on them, they start to spin. Yeah. And then there was another one after you hit this button. I almost bit it, but I saved myself, made it to this other thing they called crank it up, where you're hanging and like cranking your body.
Yeah.
And then you like leap or lache to the other thing. I didn't even know what that meant until I started Ninja Warrior.
Named after Nick Lachey.
What's Lachey mean?
No. Right.
I love that I actually know all of the things she's talking about. I do too. Right.
You're
now.
Like, yes, yes.
So yeah, and that's where I fell, was on that thing. But no, mm-hmm. no women at my city, at Kansas City that season, made it to the Warped Wall or anything. Mm-hmm. So they took the top five women to the finals,
mm-hmm.
because that's a new rule, I guess. Like, if you're, even if there wasn't women in the top 20 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. then they have to at least take five.
Sure.
So I got third, which
thanks,
was
title nine.
Like, boom.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then in finals night, I did a little worse. So
guess who made it to the finals, though?
Well, guess who made it to the finals.
That's right.
And guess who didn't know you get paid when you make it to the finals?
Wait, what?
Really? Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Still.
Paid for my plane flight. But that's, I was awesome. Like, hey, I'll take that money. Thanks.
Where were the finals at?
Same place. They filmed them the next day.
Oh, really?
For us, though, they actually had, but then they air them, you know, 6 weeks later.
Sure,
so
right.
You have to sign all these things, too, that you're not going to tell. And you're not going to tell anybody.
Right, right.
Post anything. Mm. Blah. So,
is right? everybody guaranteed television time?
No. And that was the thing. You don't know if you're going to make TV time. So in my really awesome run in the qualifiers, zero TV time.
Oh, man.
When I made third. But my little face was at the end when they, like, have to list the five.
Yeah.
And that was when I was like, oh, I did, you know, I did great. Like, they're going to air that for sure. Nope. They air the good stuff where you smack into that wall and go into that wall.
And you face
plant. Yeah, they kind of, you know, they clip it. Because there are so many people, and so they can only air so much. And then you think about, too, you know, I think about, like, my story, and I've had struggles in life, but some stories are really heartbreaking or really, you know, I don't know. And so those
are more made for TV.
More made for TV are going to get more airtime.
Sure.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet any of the more well-known ninjas?
I did, yeah. I met a few of them. And I tried to meet a lot of the women, which were really cool. There, you know, some were, didn't want more people in their tribe, but some were real nice and talked to me.
I'm gonna adapt that phrase.
Yeah,
I know.
She wasn't looking for more people in her tribe. There were just no more spots left.
Yeah, she kind of turned her back, but no. Yeah, it was a cool experience, and it was honestly, a lot of those people, that is their life. Oh my gosh. It's like they are so passionate about it. And I kind of thought, I got to get back and, like, you know, fill people's teeth.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get back home. They had a rain delay one night. And so they were like, we need to extend. We're going to stop. So it's going to go an extra day. And I was like, I got patients scheduled on that day. Like, I was supposed to be back. And then,
and then
I thought, like, well, when am I going to,
when am I ever going to be in Maryland again?
So, called my dental manager and I was like, hey, can you just tell my patients, like, I'm doing American Ninja Warrior finals and, like, sorry about you, but we'll reschedule.
You know what I love about that, though, is that your patients were the first on your mind.
Yeah.
And that means that's where your passion lies, right? Which is fantastic.
And they were cool about it. And it was,
for sure.
Well, like, yeah. I mean, when you get a phone call, hi. Yeah, I know you have an appointment tomorrow, but see, your dentist, Miss Dr. Abby Paul, is on American Ninja Warrior.
So she can't see you.
Would you mind maybe next Wednesday? Thanks.
So, yeah, what was cool when we were talking about the kids is when I got back and, you know, weeks go by or whatever. And then one of the hygienists comes up and says, you know, so-and-so is so excited to see you.
Aww.
Like a little kid in the hygiene room. And I'm just like, I'm so confused. I'm like, why? You know what? What kid is like, yes, I can't wait to see the dentist.
You know? That's so true, because now it's not, I'm going to see the scary dentist, I'm going to see my ninja dentist.
And then I got, it was so, it was like awesome. I went in the room and it's like, hey, like, and then they're like,
you're a ninja.
Like, oh, yeah, I was. Cool, so you're going to let me drill on you.
You know what ninjas like to do.
No, yeah.
Fill fillings.
No.
So I'm kind of curious, like, just listening to your story or whatever, and really sort of listening to, I mean, it sounds like you've been pretty driven throughout most of your life. Like, who's inspired you? Like, who in your life really inspires you to do those sorts of things? Because everybody sort of has someone.
Right. Honestly, I mean, I grew up with an older brother who's mm-hmm. 3 years older, super active and a really great athlete. So I looked up to him always. And my dad and mom were both really active. I would say my dad, who's the dentist, kind of was more the guy that was like, let's go for a jog and let's go do this and let's go do this and you can do it. And kind of the pusher is the wrong word, but encourager.
Yeah, the coach.
Yeah.
The for athletics and sure. that kind of stuff. And so, and then honestly, I think it was just this, I liked the feeling of pushing my body to the limit, mm-hmm. which I feel like as I've gotten older and even in college, there's a lot of people that don't know how far you can actually push your body to the limit. And not that I've actually pushed my body that far. There's a couple times where I think I have. I've collapsed and I've done that, you know, which not necessarily healthy.
Sure.
But where I just feel like it is, like for me, it's been a releasing type of a thing. And it's been a neat thing to experience with athletics. And I do think, like, you know, every person has their own gifts and things that God's blessed you with. And I do feel like for whatever reason, I've been blessed with an athletic body. And strength and to build strength fairly like easily, with work. But again, like you look at pictures of my brother and I, when we were little though, and like, we had little biceps, you know, I was like, I don't know what we were doing. Yeah. We were eating Pop-Tarts and crap, but we still, but yeah, so just using that and I don't know if you can inspire somebody or do something.
Yeah, I like that idea of pushing your body to the limit. I'm not as active as you. I've done some things, some races. I'm not a ninja, but I do like, because I'm sure you frequently get asked the question in some way as I get, like, are you crazy? Like, why are you doing that? Like, why are you paying to do those things? Why are you signing up to go run those things? And to me, it's more about pushing your body and not like, only pushing your body, but pushing your mind. Like the whole idea, it's so mental. And like one of the quotes that I share all the time that I love is the whole idea that your body can do pretty much anything. It's your mind you have to convince.
Right.
And once you do that, like once you just say, look, I'm going to do it. And you just keep putting foot in front of the other, you might not be the fastest, but when you finish, there's such this sense of like, not only like, yeah, I did it, but you just kind of, I don't know. You get tougher. You know, you get strong. Your mind gets stronger.
Your own,
and then everything else just kind of seems a little bit easier. Like, I can, that's not a big deal. I can do that. I just did that. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that something you've experienced?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it just again, yeah, having that mental kind of, for example, for in a CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
Everything else goes away. Yes. I'm not thinking about any of my other stresses in life or work or family. Anything, job.
But you don't have any stresses in life. You're Abby Paul, American Ninja Warrior.
That's so funny.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
How'd you like that transition?
Yeah. What kind of stresses? But yeah, it's a release is kind of what it is too. A mental release, which
I do have to say though. I mean, like you both have very similar mindsets. But what I appreciate about that as someone who's sort of on the opposite. Not the opposite end, like I like to work out and those sorts of things, but I also get in my own way, is that you guys pull people along with you.
Right.
And when I say that, I mean like you're encouragers, not pushers. It's not a, like, if you don't do this, what are you doing?
Right.
But more of a,
inspire.
Come along with me. Mm-hmm. We'll take the steps to start you. And there's no judgment or anything like that. And so I really appreciate that. I mean, Stacey, you've been like, we will do a sprint. We will get you there, to multiple people that I've heard you talk to along the way. And that, because for somebody who doesn't necessarily work out or who isn't in that mindset daily, to hear, well, you can, like, it feels so good at the end in their head, it's like, but I have to begin to get there.
Sure.
And man, that feels so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really tough to somebody that's it's not a common thing to. And so I appreciate the sort of open mindset of just come along with me. Let's do one, you know, run a half mile with me, walk a half mile with
me.
Right. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's that whole building idea. If you do one thing, then you have the confidence, all right, I did that already. I accomplished that. I can totally do the next thing.
Yeah.
And people are capable of so much more than they think.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you find that?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you just look at people and you're like, of course you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you have to do is just keep moving.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Just
and
keep moving.
And that inspires me. One, I have this amazing assistant that I work with every day, and she is awesome. And she has, where we work, we have this gym right down the hallway, super accessible, and they encourage us to work out at work.
Yeah.
And she kind of gave me the compliment of telling me, like, you know, I motivated her because I utilize that gym a lot. And she has, like, surpassed so much and inspires me. And so it's really cool. It's neat to see and just be, I don't know,
what kind of impact you're doing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and I think that translates into other areas of her life, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, whenever I'm faced with some type of difficult situation or tough circumstance, I can kind of reach back to the feelings that I had where I thought, oh man, this is a really hard race, or I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it, or I got, you know, where you just, the whole idea to me of pushing through, just push through, like, that will get you to the next step, you know? Like, it's all about grit, right? Like, you might not be the fastest, you might not be the toughest, but if you just keep going, like, that's the key.
Yeah, Dory.
Yes, Dory. I love it. Just keep swimming.
I have absolutely thought about that in some of my races.
Yeah.
For sure. Or even just take the first step. Yep. Just take the first step.
Yep. Yep.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. What is that one? I think the creator of the Spartan, right? His goal was to rip 1 million people off the couch. Like, that's his mission. Mm. And, like, one of his quotes is, like, the hardest step that you ever take is that step off the couch. Like, just get up.
100%.
Like, pull your butt up and let's get moving. So. Mm-hmm.
And across the board, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, emotionally, physically, doesn't matter what. That's first step is always the hardest.
First step. Yep. You just got to jump in. So we talked about where that drive comes from and kind of the whole inspiration part. I want to circle back to the idea of, you have a lot of these, I mean, you're a professional career woman.
Stress.
You have stresses, right? Like, so we talked a little bit about this before we put on the headphones, and it kind of relates back to last week's podcast where we talked about who's our tribe, which might surprise you because we have a lot of listeners from all kinds of different backgrounds, and we got some great feedback this week. If you haven't listened to that episode, I strongly encourage you to. It's a pretty real episode, and the feedback that we've received and the comments we've received have been pretty, I don't know, like, heartwarming, I think.
Inspiring.
Inspiring, for sure. Because when you think of, all right, we got Abby in the studio, right? She's a dentist. She was great at school. She was an athlete. She's beautiful. She's an American Ninja Warrior.
But let's talk about other stuff.
She, just like the rest of us... I don't know. She's a person. Like, you know, like, she has stresses in her life.
Relationship problems. I've had divorce.
Sure.
I've had stuff.
Yeah, stuff. You know, just normal stuff. Yeah. So I think exercise probably for you has allowed you to overcome some of those things, right?
Right.
Or work through them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and just, again, just kind of trying to be just healthy all around, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's and honestly, exercise incorporates a lot of that.
Yeah.
All those things for me.
Sure.
You know, sometimes when I'm running, I'm like saying a prayer, you know,
yeah.
I'm praying for my friends, or I'm thinking about, I don't know, what some of my patients, you know, hear their stories. And it's like just getting perspective and carrying that too.
Do you find that people have preconceived notions about you? That think that maybe you, like, don't have problems? You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what I mean by that, though? Like,
they put you in a box.
We try to be very real here, and there's the whole idea of professional women, right, that have it all together, that from the outside might be like, man, like, they've got it all together. Like, what do they have to worry about? Like, they probably aren't stressing. But there's this whole community of all of our listeners and women and men, and there are these common themes that we all deal with. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing in our lives.
Yeah. And I've often been told that I almost share too much sometimes.
Yeah.
Though. So I wear things on my sleeve.
Okay.
And I mean, gosh, even if a patient opens up to me, you know, I'll share with them. And it's like, I just think about being real. And like, if you're, you know, reaching anybody or trying to help anybody, it's just about being authentic and yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not immune to any kinds of you know, family stresses, relationships.
Sure.
I guess the I don't have children, so I don't know everything that involves with that. But
stress with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all.
younger siblings though, I have, which I've got a little taste of you know.
Of the madness?
They could be my children, but they're cute. but I get to call them brothers and sisters.
Yes, right. Yeah.
They're awesome. But yeah, it's, yeah, so.
But family dynamics comes with its own stressors too, right?
Oh, yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah,
and there's sure. fun family dynamic. I've got the typical American family going on in my life.
I love that you say that you come at it from a very authentic place, though, because don't we need more of that? I mean, there's a...
Life's short.
I don't know.
Just be real.
Just be real. There's, I think one of the things that our podcast speaks to a lot, too, is just cutting through the bullshit. Like, is it called Hustlin' in Heels? Yeah. Does it mean that we've got it all together? No. Like, that's what we sit here every Thursday and talk about. We pull these hustlers in who, like you, who are crushing it, you know? Like, by all measures, are extremely successful, and not only successful, but wonderful people, you know, who emanate that from kind of the inside out. But what we find every week is that what our listeners are really drawn to is the fact that even though we have these are hustlers who are coming in and crushing it, they're going through the same thing that everybody else is out there, you know, and that whole idea of sharing in these common things together and working through them together and being like, hey, like, I get that. Like, I'm dealing with that too. Let's, you know, let's share in that commonality. So I don't know. Yep. What do you think, Ange?
I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, it goes, we talked a little bit about it. I don't know. It might've been a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but social media these days really just emphasizes that notion that of like the perfect person, you know, everybody has somebody that they're a little envious of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that girl from high school who seemed to have everything going for her, or, you know, this mom who seems to have it all together. Like, she's drawing pictures on baggies for their kiddos and like doing cutouts with the sandwiches. I just, all of the things. Right. And you're like, my gosh, why I'm failing, like, because I am
the
not
puke that just happened.
Yes,
100%. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I loved that you were kind of real about, like, yeah, I sort of wasn't sure exactly where I was going in college, and you know, I landed in dentistry because my family like really sold it to me.
Yeah.
That's life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knows what we're doing. I have no idea what I'm doing.
We're all just
I'm winging
figuring it out. Yeah, we're just winging it. What's that one quote, right? Just winging it. My mascara, my day, just winging it.
Although, not even my mascara, because I have no idea what to do with makeup.
Wow. So. You're looking good.
Yeah.
This is why we brought you on. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Just get a compliment. Talk about my makeup. Oh, wait. I don't have any on.
Yeah.
I mean, don't like makeup.
Yeah. No. Hmm. It's social media is really tough. It's basically like, you know, glamour used to be for me back in the day. I opened up the magazine and I was like, how are they so perfect?
Yeah.
Because it's not true.
So how do you cut down on that? I mean, how do you...
You don't look at it.
You don't look at it? I know.
Oh, I'm
a
selfish Facebook
You're
user.
A sucker.
I post pictures like if I'm on vacation or something. And then I don't get on too much. I do get on a little bit, but no, I'm...
No, you're not on much.
No, I do... it is fun, though. I will scroll to catch up on... Or if, like, you know, if I want to catch up on Stacey.
I'm a documenter.
What's been going on with her lately? Mm-hmm. I'm going to click on her and check this out.
You're listening to Little Hustlin' in Heels.
That's right.
But, yeah, no. Honestly, my sister-in-law is trying to cut back just for, you know, mental health, just being aware of that. And just she's like, you know what? I don't know if I'm... You're like, I'm not in the best place right now. I'm not feeling the greatest, so I'm not going to look at that right now because it doesn't make me feel good. And so just kind of, you know.
There are times for sure, like, because I'm on there a lot. I mean, I'm in PR marketing, so I'm on there a lot for my job. I also have side hustles going on, so I have to be on there. You know what I mean? Like, so many of my connections come through social media. So many of my connections come through social media. So for work purposes and honestly, you know, part of it is self-promotion. I'm just going to put it out there and say that because of the other side hustles that come my way. You know, it's kind of all works together. But there are days where I'm like, man, like, I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to put my stuff. Like, it just kind of makes you feel, I don't know, makes you feel not so good.
It just takes energy.
It does take your energy.
How much energy do you want to put into it? And for your career and for certain things, like, you need to put energy into that.
Yeah.
But then balancing that.
Well, that's the part I struggle with because it can easily overtake me.
It's an awareness, easily. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going into it with an awareness that, the posts are a moment in time of that person's life, and it's created to be perceived however they want it to be perceived.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can write anything, you can manipulate anything. And so just being aware of that when you're going on there and using it.
Yeah.
I say it and it's so easy. Mm-hmm. So much easier said than done.
Yeah.
And I know that, but you know, at some point, like, you kind of have to step back and be like, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. That includes social media.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there are a lot of Instagrammers that I follow. And one of the things I've really appreciated is that a couple of them are sort of fitness oriented, but they'll post pictures of themselves and then what they do with, like, lighting and poses and things like that. And it's like me 5 minutes ago and me now to post those sort of real things. And I really appreciate that. So I've sort of tried to balance out who I follow in that aspect too, because like I also follow these a lot of travel sites, and these women post these beautiful pictures like traveling all over the world. And I'm thinking, dear God, there is no way I would travel for 5 weeks and look like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I'd be bloated from all the pasta. 100%. Let's be honest.
And wine.
Wine. Oh, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I try to balance out who I follow too.
Sure.
And what I look at.
What about posting? Like, do you have what do you guys think? Like, do you have a general rule? Because I kind of follow the whole Gary Vee. Like, I document because I know that. Again, I do utilize it a lot for business, and I try to be very authentic. But sometimes, even to myself, I'm like, girl, like, you're posting way too much, you know? Like, and I even know that to myself, you know? Yeah, but it's hard for me not to, because I feel like I always have to check multiple accounts and, like, make sure I'm following up and, like, continue to put myself out there because it's like a vicious cycle. Because I'm out there, then I get contacted by, you know what I mean? And you kind of have to, like, keep up with it.
You're in a different market. That's true.
But it's kind of tiring, really, to keep up with it. And then sometimes I get sick of myself. I'm like, you're posting too much. If I were somebody else, I would get sick of you posting this much. But then I'm like, but I have to, because, you know, it's like.
And I think if it's a benefit and if it's helping people, then it's something that, you know, making things positive. And like, even like when we look at other people's posts, it's like, if you can look at it and celebrate that person and not look at it and feel bad about yourself or judge in any way, you know, which is hard sometimes, but if you can look at it and say, that is awesome, I like it, go you,
right?
That's a really good. I mean, that's a really good point, because it can be tough depending on like where you're at in your life or whatever. It can be tough to look at somebody and celebrate something great that they're posting about, that's a amazing point, because I mean, I can think of times where I was just in a really tough spot and somebody posted something they were really excited about, and I thought, you know, whatever, and reframing almost to some extent. But I mean, Stacey, to your point about posting all the time, I think authenticity, back to the authentic point, you know, if you're doing it with authenticity, then I think that's all that matters.
And most people want to share. They want to share the good stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't all want to share the bad stuff.
Yeah, sure. So yeah.
It's like, that's why I feel, I feel like semi-guilty sometimes. It's like, I just want to share the good stuff. Like, you know, I'm in Tahoe right now or whatever. It's like, look at this beautiful landscape.
I know. I do love your pictures. I'm like, dang it, Abby Paul. Why are you riding your bike in that beautiful area? Why did you tell me to come with?
It's beginning.
I appreciate when people post the tough stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and there's a fine line, right? I mean, Facebook isn't Dear Diary.
No.
It's not. And it shouldn't be a forum for, you know, personal arguments and things like that. But it is nice to see mm-hmm. that other people struggle mm-hmm. and to be able to relate to that. You know, so I do appreciate those yeah. who can be real on there and vulnerable to that sure. extent.
And right? some people, you know, when they do post that way, because I've posted things like that before too, and it is nice to have a community out there mm-hmm. to support you, even if it's virtual, you know, yeah. because mm-hmm. support is support, you know.
So. There was a cool quote that I read, or I think I read it, and I'm not going to say it perfectly, but it was something like, every thought or opinion that you have does not deserve an audience. And it yes. was just like, amen to that. Yes. You know? Yeah. But some do, but mm-hmm. not everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so like,
yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, you can have them, you can have your thoughts and your opinions, but they don't always deserve an audience.
Uh-uh. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's like pretty that. Powerful. I like that too.
Kind of stopped us in our tracks.
I know. Now I'm like, shit.
Wait, I'm not sure where that's we like go
a,
from here.
That's like a rule that I'm going to have to follow now. All right, man. All right. Should I post that? Does that thought deserve an audience? No. Move along.
But it does go back to like this notion of everybody's got their stuff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how put together they seem. Everybody has their things. Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's just how vulnerable and open you can be to that, but keeping in mind that not everybody needs to know everything. Right. You know, like mm-hmm. I like that whole idea.
So easy.
So easy to follow.
There are fine lines everywhere. I feel like, you know, tightrope walker should go on every person's resume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I like this beer. I like drinking beer. I'm just going to put that out there. I like the coffee stout. I'm a beer girl. I'm a wine girl. I don't nice. Discriminate mm-hmm. when it comes to beer and wine. I am not a tequila girl.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. not a gin girl. I don't really like liquor.
We with the exception you a tequila of girl?
No. Maybe? You know what tequila reminds me of?
Country songs?
No. Whiskey reminds me of country songs. Tequila reminds me of a vacation I once took to Mexico.
Oh.
Wherein there was a contest. Let's relate it to American Ninja Warrior, shall we? There was a contest of this long pole that went over a pool. And one night.
Did it involve water?
It did involve water. And one night there was a contest and you had to run along this pole out in the middle of the pool and try to grab the bottle of tequila out of the basket before you hit the water. Of course I volunteered first.
I can do that.
There were probably 500 people surrounding the pool. Of course I got the tequila bottle. Hello. Mm. And drink some of it. I bet that tequila cost $2 for that bottle because I had a hangover for 2 days. Oh. I mean, it was like, and since then, that girls, no, that was like tequila. 15 years ago. I can't do it. Mm-mm. It reminds me of the smart basket girl. And the, that was a very expensive bottle of tequila for me because it scarred me for the rest of my life.
Challenge accepted.
Even like the thought of it, like I can smell it right now and I'm like, ooh. Gosh, that's awful. But
if I run a sprint with you, you're doing a tequila shot with me.
Deal.
See? It's recorded.
It's going to happen. But yeah, I know. It must have been really scarring. I'm like, okay, fine, let's do it. Yeah. So, okay. So let's wrap a nice little bow on this. I think it's really important for our listeners who, as we're trying to cultivate this tribe of realness and genuine and being open and honest with ourselves, I think it's not only important to remember that you don't know all of the struggles and issues that people are facing, but everybody has them, you know, and the whole idea of because you don't know that, it's important to be kind mm-hmm. and to know that everyone's kind of in the same boat here together and to work these things out together. So what are some final thoughts from you ladies?
Oh, goodness. I liked how you just said to be kind.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. And I think like I was listening to one of your podcasts. I can't remember which one, but it was someone talking about how they weren't sure who they were going to run into that day or who they were meant to talk to in a certain day. But, you know, they're whatever the path was that day, they were placed in that situation, meant to speak to that person, and meant to have that opportunity to connect in some way or influence or inspire or encourage. And I just think, yeah, being kind and knowing that everybody's got their
stuff.
Their stuff that they've, whatever it is going on in the background.
Everybody has a bag that they've packed that they're carrying on their back.
Yeah. Whether it's cancer, divorce, death.
All of the things.
All job. It's just, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Things from years ago. I mean, everybody has something. Mm-hmm. For sure. I think, you know, on the be kind, you know, one of the things that we've tried to do is read these quotes at the end of each episode. And one thing that I love, so this week, randomly, at my job in the women's restroom, all of a sudden, this collage showed up, and somebody had posted, like on a big post-it note, it said, leave a, or something to the effect of, need a pick-me-up, take a note, but leave a note behind. And there were a bunch of post-it notes that were around it. It was like, you know, real women fix each other's crowns, or, you know, one of them was let that shit go. You know, your smile is your best accessory, things like that. And the one that I took, and I think that it really applies to this conversation that we're having about everybody has their stuff. And what we need to remember is that you have enough, you do enough, and you are enough. You are enough. And it's so hard to forget. It's hard to forget when you get on social media and you see all of these things that people are doing that you wish you could be. It's hard to remember when you're surrounded by people who you feel are more successful than you or all of those things. But at the end of the day, you are enough. And when that sun rises and you wake up the next day, you have another 24 hours to be better than you were the day before, and you will continue to be enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
So you're right. That sticky note you were digging for in the beginning really...
Yes.
Really, we've come full circle.
We have.
It really did make
sense. It's my little blue sticky note that I brought along with me.
I love it. I love it. I, you know, I love that we end every episode with talking about this stuff. My share from this week is I'm reading this book with a friend of mine. Ange is in a book club. And a friend of mine and I have kind of started our own book club, in a sense. And I'm reading this book, and it's called Everybody Always by, Bob. How do you say his last name? Goff, G-O-F-F. I don't know if I'm pronouncing Goff. It right. Everybody Always. It's a pretty popular book. The whole idea behind it is just loving people. Just putting love out in the world. And he has this one quote where he says, we're all rough drafts of the people we're still becoming. You know, it's like, I know, it's just this whole idea of we're not perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. We're not meant to be perfect. We are constantly reinventing ourselves, and we're just rough drafts of the people that we're just trying to strive for, that we're still becoming. Every day is a new day, you know, to add to that, to make some edits, to tighten it up a bit, you know, to become the person that you're trying to be. So
to expand the story,
To expand the story. Mm-hmm. I love it. So. Yeah. So listeners, if you are trying to, or if you're interested, I should say, in being a part of the conversation that we're trying to hear every week with each other, we would love for you to reach out to us. You can find us on most social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook at Hustlin' and Heels. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at HAHpod. You can email us at letschat@hahpod.com. We love, love, love messages. We've gotten a lot this week. Angie and I screenshot them and send them back and forth to each other. It makes our day. We send lots of heart emojis. We get very excited. So we would love for you to continue to do that, because honestly, like, that's the stuff.
They're so inspiring. It's why we do what we do, honestly. Uh-huh. I mean, we're having these honest conversations so that you guys can relate and you feel like you have a voice, even if you don't feel like you can talk about stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Talk about it with us.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. Bring it.
So, Thank you very much, Abby, thanks for joining us tonight.
Appreciate honored it. To have the real life ninja.
All right. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yeah, thanks for joining us again. And we hope you all have a beautiful week. And keep hustling.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Angie Crocker. All views and opinions expressed on the show are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Angie on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. You can also send the show an email to letschat@HIHpod.com. Feel free to write into the show if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. So be sure to reach out to us if you've got a question, comment, want to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all the ladies have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for their newest episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.